My first guest this morning is a frequent visitor to HealthLink On Air, Dr. Deirdre Nealon. She's the Associate Professor of Bioethics and Humanities and also the editor of Upstate's award-winning literary and visual arts journal, The Healing Muse. Welcome, Deirdre. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me,
Linda. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Me too.
So you were here recently, not too long ago.
Yes.
And you read us a really very wonderful and moving poem called Snow on the Brain. It was just, I don't know, it just moved me a great deal. And after we did our conversation on air, you mentioned to me that there was more to this story.
Yes.
So remind our listeners as to what that poem was about and why you've come back today.
Oh, thank you. I would love to. In some ways, Linda, this poem is a mirror image of what we're trying to do with the journal. So let me tell the story, set the story. The poem was based on an MRI. The poet is named Mary Lou DiPietro. She saw pictures that were painted by an artist named Marguerite MacDonald. We had seen Marguerite MacDonald's work and found one of her paintings called Acceptance to be so striking that we wanted to make it our cover feature. Now, the cover of the Muse is traditionally a picture of a person that says to the reader, the viewer, a muse. This is someone that I can drift off thinking about beautiful thoughts.
Help us understand this. So the Marguerite,
yes,
the painter,
yes,
was ill?
Yes.
Tell
Marguerite MacDonald was a woman living her life, as we all are, when you get news that you have a diagnosis. She had noticed that she was having some problems, tremors, dropping things. She got the very sad news that she has MS. And her MS was progressing and impacting her ability to paint. And it was impacting, more importantly, I think, her belief in herself that she could continue to paint. Mm. And what we loved about the story behind her painting Acceptance was this. She had gone to her doctor, her neurologist. She was attempting, as she said for the millionth time, to try and express what it was feeling like to her to have these pictures, these MRIs, to be hearing them talk to her about what the diagnosis meant. She was frustrated. She could not articulate what she felt inside as these things were happening to her. And this neurologist listened, and he said to her, Marguerite, why don't you paint me a picture of what it is you are feeling?
Wow.
And she said, now, that was a big challenge for me because painting is extremely private. And to bring him my work, she said, I wondered, could I do this? But I went home and I began a series. And one of these paintings is Acceptance, which is our cover art.
Wow.
And she brought it into him, along with a painting called Trying to Walk and the painting called Snow on the Brain, which is the poem we read last week. And the neurologist said to her, words are not necessary. He called his colleague in, and they began to talk to Marguerite, she said, in a different way. In other words, dialogue was possible.
Wow.
He saw her in a new light. And this is what the Muse is all about. It is saying to people, yes, you have an illness. Yes, you have a diagnosis, but you are still you. And our physicians and our nurse practitioners and our nurses and all the healthcare professionals need to remember you are someone when you walk into their office.
Not simply patient.
Not simply a patient and not simply an illness or a disease.
Wow. And it's a very striking cover, I might add. But help us then understand what happened that the poem,
yes,
evolved.
So
the poem was in response.
Yes. So
by
then,
a friend?
Yes, by a friend. So Marguerite has a friend named Mary Lou, who is a poet. Mary Lou happened to see the picture called Acceptance. And I want to say that on our website, your listeners could see a video of Marguerite talking about this work called Acceptance. And I'd just like to quote that she says, I realized when the doctors told me that the painting was good, that I had done something good, but I still find it hard to look at my painting called Acceptance. It is something I must do every day of my life, accept. I must mind fight my way every day to this is it, and get on with making the changes as new symptoms appear, reinventing myself over and over again, rejoicing in the start of a new and different way of living.
Wow.
Now, she says to me, I'm not a poet. And I said to her,
oh, my goodness.
That's so beautiful. Yeah. But she does have this friend who is a poet. And the poet saw the painting and asked her if she would mind that she had written this poem. She'd like to show it to her.
Would you mind?
May I read it?
Yes, please. I was just going to say, read it again for us.
Now, this poem is called Acceptance. And it talks about what our cover looks like. So for our radio people, you haven't seen the journal yet. Just think.
And we want to make sure you'll tell us how people can get a hold of the journal.
You know I will. Acceptance. The eye hides inside the skull's planet, buried deep like a seed or a stone. There is one vision, one hand to cast a shadow, one clearly defined line running along the lid of one woman's life. One single ramification. Below the eyes, a murky triangle of white has surfaced, a merciless reminder of the senses which have not yet petered out. Nose, mouth, tongue. A wedge of brilliant red marks the entrance to the triumphant throat. Through it all, the questions come like the relentless wave of a tsunami. How does one live without the body? How does one learn the power of looking in instead of out? How does one speak the truth when words have turned to ashes? How does one row to the gates of heaven or even hell when there are no oars, there is no boat? How does one continue to find the will to beat the drum when the accompaniment has ended? How does one accept the magnificence of nothing as it stands before us in this single, inexplicable creation, this mind, which matters more than anything else, and which remains perfectly intact, light years beyond that which we call the body?
I'm speechless,
frankly. Isn't it just, so when your readers, if they buy our journal, which I hope you will, look at this painting. It is this magnificent, it's like an abstract expressionist work to me, of a face in brilliant red slashes with some gold. The face that looks out is haunting. I can understand why Marguerite says it's hard for me to look at this. And she says there are merciless in the poem, the poet says merciless reminders of what's changing.
And this is so true. I mean, there is a universal quality to this with anyone with a disease diagnosis.
Yes.
Because if there's a disease, in some way, you have to mount that acceptance. I mean, you mount the fight,
yes,
of course, but at the same time, the greatest challenge is to be able to accept what is.
Exactly. And to realize that even though this challenge has come to you, you still retain who you are.
Your humanity.
And what we want in the healthcare field is not to be a part of that struggle. In other words, not to make the person feel like they're not themselves. I mean, the challenge
to retain their humanity,
yes,
throughout.
You know, keep your dignity, keep your sense of self.
So help us understand how people can get a copy. First of all, tell us the website people,
yes,
can
so,
go to.
Yes, so go to www.thehealingmuse.org.
Okay.
And when you go there, you will see the journal and all the information on how to buy it. It costs $10, and you can just keep it by your bedside, and there's just so many stories. As you and I talk each time I get to come here, there's a wealth of emotion in there that's extremely uplifting.
Yes, absolutely.
People
uplifting.
Are dealing with these kinds of diagnoses, and Marguerite paints. She's a beautiful painter.
Incredible. Well, thanks again for returning with this moving and really uplifting story. My guest has been Dr. Deirdre Neal, an associate professor of bioethics and humanities, and she's the editor of Upstate's award-winning literary and visual journal. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more HealthLink on Air right after this short break.